Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pete, it's going to happen. We're going to get our 18 playoff, and I'm finally going to get to see UCF beat Alabama. I can't wait. Can't wait, Pete.
But by that point, though, UCF's probably not going to be great anymore, and you're going to see Boise State again, and you're going to get some other random team. You're not going to get your moment. It's going to happen at some point. Now enough people are grouchy about it that,
yes.
You know, and I wrote the article today, it's on CFN, where the objections are just stupid. Like, it's now people are trying to invent ways to, like, not make this happen. Like, now we're going to argue about the ninth team. Well, you know, I mean, the ninth best things are bad. Like, in this system, if you can't win your conference championship or be one of the two best kind of other teams that didn't win a conference championship, then forget it. Go away. And the other thing, we can't do this because it's going to happen during finals. You can work around that. And, it's going to hurt the bowl system. Well, the bowls are dying. They're going to completely redo the bowls because the agreement's up after this year. It's the only sport other than the NIT in college basketball that plays its exhibition games at the end. This is all fixable.
Well, let me ask you this, Pete. Some people have suggested, we were talking about yesterday, the possibility of playing the first round instead of championship week, and so the losing teams could still play in bowl games. Do you like that idea? And let me also ask you this. If we get rid of championship week, what do we use as tiebreakers to determine who the conference champs are?
Here's my plan. And this is it makes too much sense because it makes everybody a lot of money. First of all, you start the season earlier. What we know now at week zero, you start the season and every team gets a 13-game regular season with two-week breaks in the middle of this whole thing just to be able to rest up, get your bearings, all that. You expand the regular season to 13.
Wow.
You push the conference championships back or up a little bit further, and then after that, you push the first round of the playoffs a little bit further back, make them the bowl games now. So you have nine bowl games, big bowl games, that become the entirety of the college football playoff system. Everyone else then can either play one of those 13 games and make it a bowl game. Whatever the bowls want to do, the bowls can do. Who cares? Whatever. Almost change up the bowl system as we have it now. Just lengthen out the season. And it all fits. The whole month of December is there for the taking. Use it for college football postseason.
Pete, there's last I saw there was 12 players, potential first-round picks that are going to be sitting out the bowl season. I'm not surprised by this. Frankly, I thought maybe we would see more. You don't have a problem with it, though, do you, Pete, guys sitting out?
I'm surprised that, you know, look at Nick Bosa. He's the perfect test case because the argument was always, these guys can go to the bowls as long as they're not in the college football playoff hunt. And here you've got the guy whose team was deep in the college football playoff hunt, and there was, like, nothing about it. Maybe there's a few old-school grumblings about it, but of course, I don't know why Ed Oliver played a down of college football this season. Like, you're crazy if you have generational wealth on the table to risk that. However, with that said, certain guys I don't quite get. Like, if you're, you know, what we know about the system is that the NFL scouting types, they do fall for the shiny objects just like anybody else. And if you have a massive bowl game, you will up your stock. Now, I get it if you're Rashawn Gary or Ed Oliver or one of those true top 15 guys. But if you're Will Grier, you're not a first rounder. So unless you're spooked by the Alex Smith, Mackenzie Milton injuries, and what you need to do is you have to go out there, put up 350 yards, win your bowl game, and all of a sudden you go from being top 50-ish, maybe even a third-roundish pick, to all of a sudden up in your stock a little bit. A guy like Justice Hill, the Oklahoma State running back, he's good. He's also kind of just a guy. I mean, he's somewhere between the third and fifth round. he comes out there and busts out 120 yards and has a big bowl game, yeah, that ups your stock a little bit. So it just depends on who you are, what your value is, and what you're looking to do.
We're talking with Pete Futek, College Football News. Pete, I want to go back to a minute for what you said about the college football playoff and the 8-team expansion. If I have this correctly, unless I misunderstood you, the way you described it, wouldn't that mean the teams that play for the championship play 17 games?
It would be 14, 15. Yeah, at the end of the day. Yeah, but like, all right. So it's spread out over a long enough time. I mean, it's a lot of football, but they're football players, and, you know, it's what they like to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I just wonder if they would agree that. And you're not with the idea. I love the idea of playing the first round games at home stadiums.
Absolutely.
You don't like that idea?
Oh, it's too easy. It's absolutely the easiest answer. We should be doing it this weekend. It should be the first round of the playoff. Well, when you should get your Alabama UCF. Actually, you'd probably get your Alabama Washington thing this weekend.
Right.
But absolutely, this
UCF
weekend we should be talking about it before the bowl system really kicks in. It's just not that hard. And the argument is, well, again, this is finals week in Alabama. Well, I mean, during March Madness, nobody seems to care about midterms. Nobody cares about the teams who are playing bowl games this weekend who have finals. Nobody cares about the FCS guys who are, you know, playing in a playoff.
Yeah, right.
You know, it just –
You'd have to get – sorry, Pete. You'd have to get rid of the divisions, right? You'd have to – in these conferences, there'd be no division.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Alabama would figure it out. I even heard someone argue, well, this is commencement for Alabama, you know, in certain – really? They'll figure it out. Oh, it's gonna get in the way of, you know, early recruiting. Just there's all these different dumb arguments that are thrown out there. None of them make any sense. I guarantee if you just had the game this weekend, it would be massive money. Everyone would love it, and there would be really no hiccup in the system.
Pete Futek, College Football News, is our guest. Pete, this past weekend, Kyler Murray wins the Heisman Trophy. A lot of buzz between his agent, Scott Boras, whether he's going to go play baseball or even maybe try the NFL out. What do you think he ultimately ends up doing?
I think he's got to weigh the options of what will make him the biggest mega star and give him the most money. I think, you know, it's out there, you know, to people like us, at least maybe people like me, you guys, obviously the big shooters, the idea of giving back any part of that $4 million bonus, you know, kind of stinks. You don't want to deal with that. However, if you give it a shot, maybe you do get drafted, maybe you do try to do the two sports thing. If for no other reason, then you become a marketing god, and Nike signs you up, and you make a gajillion dollars that way, and you make that money back instantly. He's an interesting character in terms of how this could work, because he's just not big. I mean, we all know that he's accurate. He's having one of the greatest seasons in college football history, and guys like that, be it Russell Wilson or Baker Mayfield, even with their size concerns, doesn't matter. They can still play. He's only about 160 pounds. I mean, he's just a small little guy. I don't know how he lasts, but he's a great quarterback. He's a good baseball prospect. There's a lot of fun that can be had with this.
We're talking with Pete Futek, College Football News. All right, Pete, we got some bowl games starting this weekend. Obviously none of them are all that exciting, at least to me, unless you're a big-time college football fan. What's the game you're most interested in this weekend?
Yeah, the basically on these, when you have a glut of five bowl games and only one of them plays as a Power 5 moment, the Las Vegas Bowl, Fresno State versus Arizona State, that'll be interesting. But as I kind of say, when all these bowl games, if you're not a diehard and you just kind of are watching, just if it's bad, go do something else. Get out. You know, don't commit. There's going to be another bowl game right around the corner. Just if it's good, watch. Have fun with it. I kind of think that North Texas versus Utah State in the New Mexico Bowl, only because it should be a shootout. You do not want the 16-13 type of games. You don't want defense in these games. You want these to be wild and crazy shootouts. North Texas versus Utah State should be good. But all these games have some intrigue to them. I mean, Georgia Southern runs that quirky option offense versus Eastern Michigan. That's at least fun viewing for at least a little bit. Tulane versus Louisiana, again, another sort of modified option offense. Teams that are going to care and try. And that's kind of the one positive about this first glut of five bowl games on Saturday is that all these teams are going to care. This is not. You're not going to get any team coming in without any fight to them and just saying, "Ah, I wish I was somewhere else." All these teams are going to try, so at least they should be competitive.
Pete, any interest in the South Dakota State, North Dakota State game Friday night, man? Trip to the national championship?
Well, now you've got the new Kansas State head coach at North Dakota State. You see what you got. And it fight at Easton Stick. And, you know, yeah, it's from strictly a scouting perspective, this is going to be kind of an interesting draft for quarterbacks because it's not as star-studded as last year's class. But if, let's say, when Dwayne Haskins goes pro and he becomes the top five pick, this changes fast. And now you've got Drew Locke in the mix, Justin Herbert in the mix, Will Greer in the mix. North Dakota State's got this Easton Stick kid who's going to be there somewhere around the second round for a lot of these places. So it's still kind of fun football, but the bowl games going, FCS games, I kind of have a hard time diving into them.
Come on, man. The Purple Raiders going for their 14th national championship tomorrow night, Division III. We're a dominant program here in Northeast Ohio.
Let's go. Absolutely. Let's go. Knock it out.
All right, Pete. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Later, guys. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.